我想开始的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
Please read with me a few of the scriptures in the Bible.
我们先看提摩太后书。
We'll begin with 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
我们从第六节读到第八节。
We'll read verses 6 through 8.
我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come.I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
使徒行传
Acts
第十七章
Acts chapter 17
第三十一节
Verse 31
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead.
我们再看希伯来书第十三章。
And next we'll look at Hebrews chapter 13.
第七节和第八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
彼得后书第三章
Second Peter chapter 3
第十三节
Verse 13
但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
彼得前书第四章
First Peter chapter 4,
第七节
Verse
7. 万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
The end of all things is near, therefore be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
我们再读几处的旧约。
And we'll look at a few verses in the Old Testament.
请看旧约生命记。
Please look at the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记第三十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
我想从十九节读起啊。
I'll begin with verse 19.
耶和华看见他的儿女惹动他，就厌恶他们，说：“我要向他们湮灭，看他们的结局如何。他们本是乖僻的族类，极乖僻的族类，心中无诚实的儿女。”
And the Lord saw this and spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and daughters. Then he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a perverse generation, sons in whom is no faithfulness.
第二十九节
Then verse
29. 唯愿他们有智慧能明白这事，肯思念他们的结局。
Would that they were wise, that they understood this.That they would discern their future.
以赛亚书
Isaiah,
第十章
chapter 10.
The 23 节
verse 23.
因为主万军之耶和华在全地之中必成就所定规的结局。
For a complete destruction, one that is decreed, the Lord God of hosts will execute in the midst of the whole land.
我们最后看传道书。
And lastly, we'll look at Ecclesiastes.
传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我们读前面一句就可以。
And we'll just read the first part of it.
事情的终局强如事情的起头。
The end of a matter is better than its beginning.
这里的终局就是结局。
And this speaks of the end.
好，我们圣经就暂时读这些。
And we'll temporarily stop reading the Bible here.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹们交通过。
We have fellowship with brothers and sisters before.
神对人的行为的一个衡量。
How God measures our conduct.
是用义和不义来做衡量。
He uses righteousness versus unrighteousness.
这个不义呢，也可以说就是恶。
And this unrighteousness can also be worded as evil.
我们都很清楚，神救我们是要叫我们成为义人。
We know that God has saved us to become righteous people.
神救我们不是要光叫我们做好人。
God saved us not only to be a good man.
好人固然是好。
Of course it is good to be a good man.
但是达不到神的心意。
But you cannot achieve the heart of God.
只有义人才能够达到神的心意。
Only the righteous man can achieve the heart of God.
所以对我们基督徒来讲，
So for a Christian,
我们应该有一个很清楚的意念。
We need to have a very clear understanding.
就是凡是达不到神目的的都是恶。
Anything that cannot accomplish the will of God is considered evil or unrighteous.
即使你是一个好人。
Even if you are a good person.
如果你达不到神的目的。
If you cannot achieve the will of God.
在神的眼中看来就是恶。
In the eyes of God, that is considered evil.
能够达到神的目的。
And if you are able to accomplish the will of God,
这个就是义。
That is righteousness.
我们知道神救赎我们。
We know that God has saved us.
不仅叫我们脱离仇敌的权势。
Not only to depart from the dominion of Satan.
不仅叫我们脱离许多败坏的罪恶。
Not only to depart from the evil and sins.
神更重要的是要叫我们能够达到他的目的。
But more importantly, he wants us to attain to that goal.
这是一个非常重要的一个神圣的意念。
This is a very important thought of God.
我想你如果仔细读圣经的话呢，
If we read the Bible in detail,
你会看见这个意念在圣经中到处都是。
This thought in the Bible is throughout the Bible.
所以我们作为神的儿女，
So as a child of God,
我们不仅需要有好的行为，
We not only have to have good conduct,
我们更需要能够达到神的这个目的。
But more importantly, we want to accomplish the will of God.
所以你看在这个彼得后书里面告诉我们
So in 2 Peter it tells us
将来我们到了新天新地的时候
When we see the new heavens and a new earth
他说有义居住在其中
It says that righteousness is there
那就是说你到了新天新地里面去的时候
That when we enter into the new heaven and earth
每一件事情都符合于神的公义
Everything is according to God's purpose
我们晓得这个公义啊
You know that righteousness
就是哈是公平是正直
It is fair and it is straight
没有任何的例外的东西
There are no other exemptions
也没有什么特权的
And there is no nothing There are no privileges.
所以我们晓得到了将来新天新地里面的时候。
So when we come into the new heaven and earth,
那是一个充满公义的一个境界。
It is a scene full of righteousness.
我们作为神的儿女。
And as a child of God,
我们必须里面有这样的一个看见。
We have to have this seeing.
将来我们所要去的那个地方。
That place that we will go.
是一个充满公义的地方。
It is a place full of righteousness.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
这个才是重要的。
This is what is important.
所以我们能看见使徒保罗在世的日子。
So we can see, from the Apostle Paul.
他是一个爱神的人。
He is one who loves the Lord.
他是一个忠心侍奉神的人。
He is one who faithfully serves the Lord.
但是我们也看见他是一个真正追求公义的一个人。
But he is one who truly seeks after and pursues after righteousness.
我们晓得在圣经里面。
We know that in the Bible.
圣洁是神的性情。
A holiness is the way of God.
No, it's the nature.
Oh, holiness is the disposition of God.
公义才是神的道路，神的做法。
And righteousness is the ways of God.
我们的神行事是绝对公义的。
The ways of God are for sure righteous and fair.
所以使徒保罗很懂得这件事情。
And the apostle Paul understood this.
所以他是一个靠着。基督的义活在神跟前的一个人。
So he was one who lived according to the righteousness of God.
那么到最终的时候呢？
And in the end of his life,
他说他将要在神跟前得着公义的冠冕。
He said he desires to gain the crown of righteousness.
那么在提摩太后书第四章里面
，In 2 Timothy chapter 4, it tells
保罗的这些话都是我们很熟悉的。
Paul's words are all very familiar to me.
他说那美好的仗我打过了。
He says, I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路跑尽了。
I have finished the course.
所信的道守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
那么现在我们很清楚保罗打的那个美好的仗是一个什么仗呢？
So now we know clearly what kind of a fight did Paul fight.
原来他说打的是一个公义的仗。
That this fight is of righteousness.
因为他最终得的是公义的冠冕。
Because he desired to gain the crown of righteousness.
我们晓得今天呢，在这个世界中啊，
We know that today in the world,
没有所谓真正公义的仗。
There is no true battle of righteousness.
那么我们基督徒呢要打的仗是公义的仗。
But for a Christian, the battle that we fight is for righteousness.
那就提醒我们不义的事绝对不要做。
That reminds us that things that are unrighteous we cannot touch.
那我们晓得最多的不义都是在我们人的肉体的里面。
And the thing that is most unrighteous dwells within us.
我们什么时候为着己打仗就是不义的东西。
And as soon as we battle against ourself, that is, what is unrighteous.
简单的说，你什么时候只注意你自己，只是很自私的，你定规打的是不公义的仗。
Simply speaking, if you focus on yourself, then that is unrighteous.
所以一个人要打公义的仗，要脱离己。
So one who battles for righteousness must depart from himself.
我们知道这个对于我们来讲是不容易的一件事情。
We know that this is a very difficult
thing. 但是我们要感谢神。
We thank God.
神也把简单的路给了我们。
God has given us the simple way.
所以保罗对提摩太说。
So Paul told Timothy.
他说你要持定永生打那个美好的仗。
That you have to,
follow the life.
Follow the life in order to fight for righteousness.
Hold fast to the life.
Hold fast to the life.
那么我们就持定永生。
We have to hold fast to the life.
因为只有这个生命是公义的。
Because only this life is of righteousness.
所以我们活在这个生命的里面。
So if we live within this life,
守住这个生命的感觉。
If we hold on to the leading of this life.
简单的说，这个感觉叫你不要做，你就不做了。
If this life gives you the feeling that you should not do it, then you
叫你做你就做了。
And if you should do it, then you should do it.
你守得紧。
If you hold fast,
你才能够打公义的仗。
And then you can, make the fight for righteousness.
所以保罗所打的美好的仗是一个公义的仗。
So this battle that Paul fought was of righteousness.
他说当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
He said that I have, already finished the course.
就是你不仅要把这个路跑尽。
So not only do you want to finish this course,
你要知道你在跑什么路啊。
You have to know what kind of a path you're running on.
当然，因为他的公义的冠冕。
But because he has gained the crown of righteousness.
所以我们知道他所跑的路是一条义路。
We know that the path that he ran on was of righteousness.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹们已经讲过了。
We already mentioned to brothers and sisters.
这个义路呢
？This righteous path
就是正路。
Is the straight path.
啊 ，no， 是 right path.
It was the right path.
Righteous way 啊，那个是 right path.
The righteous way is the right path.
啊，正路啊，那么是善路。
It is also the good.
是好的路
It is the good path
也是直路
And it is the straight path
啊，并且是充满亮光的路
And it is full of light
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹读过主的话
We have read previously in the word of God
讲到义人的路是如同黎明的光越照越明直到日午
That the path of the righteous becomes brighter and brighter until the full day
也是一条生命的路
And it is a path of life.
所以今天你不仅是要把这个路跑尽了。
So not only do we need to conclude this path.
你要跑的是义路才行。
We have to run on this path of righteousness.
所以保罗说我要得公义的冠冕。
So Paul says, I want to gain the crown of righteousness.
那么当跑的路我把它跑尽。
That I will conclude this course.
然后他说所信的道我已经守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
啊、我们知道这个道就是义道
And this path is of righteousness、
啊、我们知道如果一个人的道
We know that the path of a person
他完全为着基督
If he is completely for Christ
不为自己
Not for himself
这个道就是义道
That is the righteous path
你知道我们很容易犯这个错误
We constantly fail in this.
我们常常有时候讲道的时候，就喜欢把自己掺在里面一点。
Sometimes when we preach, we like to hide ourselves in
the words. 我们的家人很多东西掺在里面，总是要引起别人一点注意啊。
We want to bring ourselves to light a little bit.
啊，请我们记得。
We need to remember.
这是不义的东西。
This is unrighteous.
啊，挪亚在世的日子。
The days of Noah.
那么他建造方舟
as he constructed the ark
挪亚被称为是一个传义道的人
Noah was one who preached righteousness
因为他没有自己的利益在其中的
because he did not have his own will
他一心要告诉这个世界
he wanted to tell the world
人必须进到方舟里面
that everyone should come into the ark
你才能够逃脱将来神的大审判
to escape the judgment of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and
sisters, 一个人要能得公义的冠冕
if someone can gain the crown of righteousness,
保罗就告诉我们
Paul tells us,
啊，那美好的仗要打
we have to fight the good fight,
那个公义的路要跑
we have to run on the path of righteousness,
所有的义道要守住
and we have to keep the faith.
这是一个非常重要的一个提醒。
This is a very important reminder.
我们也晓得今天哈
，We also know that today
神要把这个公义的冠冕，不是光赐给保罗一个人的。
That God does not want to give only Paul the crown of righteousness.
所以保罗说，这个冠冕是要赐给所有爱慕主显现的人。
So Paul says that this crown of righteousness is for all of those who are seeking for the Lord's appearing.
我们常想什么是冠冕呢
And we often think, what is this crown?
我想简单的来说、啊、
And simply speaking,
这个冠冕的话当然一方面是个荣耀是个荣誉对吧
This crown symbolizes glory.
啊，那么另外一面来讲的话呢
On the other hand,
这个冠冕也是神的喜悦。
This crown is also the desires of God.
叫神的心觉得满足。
It satisfies the heart of God.
那个就是我们的冠冕。
And that is our crown.
啊，我们知道这个冠冕呢，跟这个金牌不一样啊。
You know that a crown is different than a
gold medal.
Oh, a gold medal.
Yeah. 那个金牌只有一个人得的。
The gold medal, only one person can win that.
那么这个冠冕呢，是赐给所有爱慕主显现的人。
But the crown, this crown of righteousness is for everyone who seeks after the appearing of God.
所以将来我们到主跟前去的时候。
So when we go to meet the Lord.
如果我们能够叫神的心得到满足。
If we can allow the Lord's heart to be satisfied.
要做神的称许。
To gain His praise,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那么今天我们要注意这个公义的冠冕,
then today we need to pay attention to the crown of righteousness.
所以保罗用他自己的经历鼓舞激励那个年轻的提摩太。
So Paul uses his own experiences to encourage the young Timothy.
其实呢，这个也是鼓舞所有的圣徒的。
But this is to encourage all the saints.
当我们读到提摩太后书第四章那里的话的时候
And when we read to 2 Timothy chapter 4
我们能感觉到
We can have this feeling
保罗这里的话
That Paul's words here
是讲到他人生的一个结局
That this is talking about the conclusion of his life
他说呢我被浇奠的时候到了
He says that my time has arrived.
啊，那么他知道他要殉道。
He knows that he is going to be martyred.
但是他心里面有个很荣耀的一个感觉。
But he had this glorious feeling with it.
他知道他整个人生的结局是一个美好的结局。
He knew that the conclusion of his life was a good conclusion.
所以这一段话给我们也是很重要的提醒。
So this also gives us a good reminder.
我们今天基督徒啊，也应当注意一切事情的那个结局。
Today we need to pay attention to the conclusion of things.
我们从圣经里面很清楚的看见。
In the Bible we can clearly see.
神非常重视他百姓的那个结局。
The God pays attention to how His children conclude things.
刚才我们读到《生命记》那里。
And earlier we read in Deuteronomy.
我们看见神的百姓的光景并不好。
We saw that the condition of the nation of Israel was not very good.
那么他们的光景叫神的心里面感觉厌恶。
And it caused caused God to have regret in His heart.
这就说呢。神爱是爱了，但是不喜欢。
It means that God doesn't like it, but He still loves His people.
今天神对我们也是一样。
And today God is the same to us.
神爱我们从不改变。
His love for us will never change.
但神有时候不一定很喜欢我们。
But sometimes God will not like.
那么在这里，以色列百姓的光景呢，不仅是叫神不喜欢，神心里面还有点厌恶。
And so not only did the Israelites here cause God to dislike their way, but he caused...
Dislike.
Oh, he disliked what they were doing.
他说我要向他们掩面。Cover them. 这二十节呢。
He says that I will hide my face from them.
然后呢他要看他们的结局如何。
And he says, I will see what their end shall be.
但是我们晓得神跟他的儿女之间呢永远像父亲跟儿女一样。
But you see, the relationship of God and his people are always as if a father to a son.
像我们有时候教养儿女那个儿女的不听话那个情况难过只是想掩面不要看对吧
It's just like when you're disciplining your kids, you don't like what they're doing and you don't want to see what they're doing.
但是并不是丢弃啊。
But you have not given up.
所以到了二十九节那里。
So in verse 29,
他就说：“唯愿他们有智慧，能明白这事，肯思念他们的结局。”
So it says, "Would that they were wise, that they understand this, that they would discern their future."
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
在传道书第七章里面讲到
，In Ecclesiastes chapter 7 it tells us,
事情的结局比事情的开头更强。
The end of a matter is better than its beginning.
所以呢，对一个基督徒来讲，开头的光景好，那个还不算什么。
For a Christian, if you start off strong, that doesn't mean anything.
当然是好。
Of course, it is good.
但是更重要是那个结局要好。
But more importantly, we have to fit our conclusion needs to be good.
这就说明了神对我们怎么样，还是有爱，他给我们机会。
So this speaks of the fact that God still loves us and He still gives us opportunity.
只要我们今天还活着,
so as long as we are alive today,
你的结局还没有到,
our end is not come.
弟兄姊妹们, 你就要有智慧。
We need to have wisdom.
有聪明。
We need to have wisdom.
要思想一下将来的结局。
And we have to think about our end.
所以我们看见神非常注意他百姓将来的这个结局。
So God focuses on how His children will conclude things.
以赛亚也告诉我们。
Isaiah tells us as well.
神在全地啊，已经呢，将他所要成就的事情定了结局。
That God has already decreed destruction for the end.
哦，这个对于我们今天的侍奉来讲，那实在是非常大的鼓舞。
And this should stimulate us in a great way.
因为我们看整个今天地上的教会，看教会历史，看地上整个神百姓的这个眼睛，真是感觉到处都是乱七八糟的，对不对？
If we look at church history up until today, we see that in the church there are a lot of bad things.
我们看起来好像这一片都是杂乱。
And we see chaos throughout.
但是呢，神给先知里面一个意念。
But God has given this prophet a vision.
神已经定规了将来的结局。
He already decreed the destruction of the world.
并且那个结局是美丽的。
But that end is beautiful.
是荣耀的。
It is glorious.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们，我们也必须有这样的一个眼光。
So today we need to have this foresight.
啊，我们这次在这个 Black Lake Retreat 里面曾经讲到。
This past Black Lake Retreat, we already mentioned this. He gave Ezekiel this vision.
表面上看起来以色列百姓是失败的，被掳的。
From just the surface, it looks like the nation of Israel was hopeless.
并且他们很刚硬的。
And they were very stubborn.
刚硬到一个地步啊，他们的头额头啊硬得不得了。
Stubborn to the point where their forehead was so hard.
甚至神打发他的仆人去的时候啊。
That when God sent out his servants.
他说我要叫你的额头比他们更硬。
He said, I need to have your foreheads be stronger than theirs.
叫你的额头是金刚钻，金刚，钻石。
That your foreheads need to be as strong as a diamond.
因为的确今天在侍奉上啊，弟兄姊妹，你能感觉到有的时候啊，侍奉主真的碰到个头破血流的。
Isn't it true that sometimes when we serve, we will have a lot of troubles?
但是呢，神给他看将来的结局是多么的荣耀，多么的美丽。
But God allowed Ezekiel to see the end of all things and how glorious and how beautiful that is.
所以今天我们跟随主、侍奉主，我们要看见将来那个结局的情况。
So today, as we follow God and pursue God, we need to see far ahead of us the end of all things.
这是神已经定规的结局。
This end, God has already decreed.
这个彼得前书就提醒我们说。
And 1 Peter, God tells us,
万物的结局近了。
The end of all things is near.
啊，今天整个万有，每样事物都有结局。
Everything that is created has an end.
啊，这也说明我们人人都有一个结局。
And that says that each one of us has an end.
啊，在传道书第七章里面第二节告诉我们。
And in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 2 it tells us,
对今天没有信主的人来讲，世人来讲的话呢，死就是众人的结局。
So for those who do not believe in the Lord, the people of the world, who their death is their end.
啊，所以呢，这个传道书就鼓励我们。
So in the book of Ecclesiastes, it encourages us.
啊，他说呢，你去这个丧家去参加这个 funeral 的。就是啊，去参加丧事啊，比参加那个 party 要好。
That it is better to go to a funeral and mourn than to go to a feast or a party.
因为人人都有结局嘛。
Because everyone has an end.
你到了那个丧事聚安息聚会里面。
When you go to the memorial service at a funeral.
会叫你想想人生的结局的。
It causes you to think about the end of man.
光是去参加那些欢乐的局面呢， 那个意义不大。
And if you only attend those happy, joyful parties, it doesn't really have any value.
感谢主啊。
But thank God.
在西雅图这么多年。
After all these years in Seattle,
我看见有许多年长的弟兄姊妹们那么被主接去。
We have seen many elderly brothers and sisters have passed on.
我参加过了这是无数的这些安息聚会。
And I have attended countless memorial services.
的确参加安息聚会给我们里面的提醒是比较多的。
And of course, when you attend a memorial service, the reminder we receive is very great.
当然对于我们基督徒来讲,
But for us Christians,
我们已经相信了主有了永生的结局, 对吧?
We know that God has given us an eternal end.
罗马书第六章就讲到这件事情。
Romans chapter 6 tells
相信耶稣基督的人,
that those who believe in the Lord,
他们的结局是永生。
Their outcome is eternal life.
啊，这个对于我们今天所有信主的人来讲，这是一个大的福气。
For all of us who believe in the Lord, this is a great blessing.
但是呢，我们不是光以这个为满足。
But we cannot only be satisfied by this.
最好我们能像那些爱主的人一样，他们还有一个得胜的结局。
It's better that we are like those who love the Lord and have an overcoming outcome.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你羡不羡慕这个。
I don't know if you envy this or not.
我是很羡慕。
I envy this very much.
圣经里面也给了我们一些例子。
The Bible gives us many examples.
比方说在希伯来书第十一章那里。
For example, in Hebrews chapter 11,
他讲到一个人叫以诺。
Speaks of this man called Enoch.
以诺在被神接去之前，他已经得着神喜悦的名证。
Prior to Enoch being taken by the Lord, he was already commended as one who pleased God.
哇，所以以诺去见神，那是快快乐乐的。
And when Enoch went to see God, he was very happy.
神要用笑脸来迎接他的。
And God with a smiling face received him.
所以他的结局是一个美丽的结局。
So his end was a very beautiful end.
他还没去，他自己里面已经知道。
And prior to hit that end, he already knew in his heart.
我们真是巴望今天呢，我们每个弟兄姊妹都有这个把握。
Wouldn't it be great if every one of us had this hope?
弟兄姊妹，我们去，今天如果主回来了，我们能欢欢喜喜的去迎接他吗？
That when God returns, that we can joyfully meet him.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲到，
I've mentioned this to
brothers and sisters. 我年轻时候有一位非常爱主的弟兄啊。
When I was younger, there was a brother who really loved the Lord.
他真是战战兢兢的等候主回来。
And he fervently was waiting for the Lord.
因为他很谦卑。
He was very humble.
他总觉得自己的光景很不行。
He always felt like his current spiritual condition was not good.
我们看他已经是非常爱主了。
But those of us that saw him saw that he loved the Lord.
他说主如果今天回来的话。
He said if the Lord returned today.
他说我要羞羞惭惭的找个地洞啊钻到里面去。
I will with face down I will crawl into a hole to meet God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
当初我听见他这个感觉的时候、啊、
When I first heard his reaction,
哎呀，我心里很受感动。
I was very stimulated.
这个弟兄这么爱主了。
This brother really loved the Lord.
他见主啊，他要钻找个地洞钻进去修禅，不敢见主。
That when he meets the Lord, he was so humble he wanted to dig a hole and bury himself.
我想这个就着我们一般的弟兄姊妹来讲，我们可能。都有这种感觉。
And for all of us, we might have this sort of feeling inside.
我们现在活在这里没什么惭愧感觉，主一显现，我们恐怕大家都惭愧。
And right now, we don't feel anything, but when the Lord reveals himself, we will all feel indebted to God.
但是主喜欢这样的光景吗？
But does God want this sort of a situation?
所以那个时候我心里面想，哇，他都要找个洞钻进去，我要找个更深的洞钻，对不对
？And I felt, well, if he had to find a hole, I need to find a really deep hole to go.
所以后来我就想，这个不对呀。
And then I felt this is not correct.
如果主今天回来了
，If God returned today,
我们每个人都钻到洞里去了。
If all of us went into a hole in the ground,
主想他不要回来，你们这个不快乐，对不对
？Then God will not want to return because
主喜欢我们怎么样，欢欢喜喜的来迎接他。
God wants all of us to come to him with a joyful heart.
所以主借着以诺提醒我们，你要注意自己的结局。
So God through Enoch reminds us that we need to pay attention to our end.
还有一个人，但以理。
And another is Daniel.
你如果读但以理书第十二章。
And if you read Daniel chapter 12,
最后一节。
The last verse.
这个使者对但以理说。
And this angel told Daniel.
他说你去等候你的结局。
It says, go wait for your end.
将来你要享受神给你的丰富。
Because in the days to come, you will rest in your inheritance in God.
但以理自己没有个把握，说我将来的结局一定是好的。
Daniel didn't have the confidence within him that his end was going to be great.
但是神的使者对他说，他将来的结局是一定好的。
But the angel of God came to tell Daniel that your end will be great.
所以这也是一个很好的例子。
So this is also a good example.
今天呢，也许我们自己呢，永远觉得自己没有把握。
Today, perhaps we feel it will never have the confidence.
但是如果神的使者对我们说啊，你尽管安息吧，就等候结局。
But if an angel of God were to come to us and say, rest, because your end will be great.
到时候起来享受你的福分。
And you will come and rest in your inheritance.
这也是一个好的结局。
This is also a very good ending.
那么使徒保罗是一个知道自己结局的人。
And the apostle Paul knew of his ending.
当他到了那个时候，他知道公义的冠冕是他的。
And he knew that at the very end, the crown of righteousness was his.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们要知道这个结局的重要。
Today we need to know the importance of the end.
我再说。
I'll say again.
主还没回来。
God has not returned.
我们在主面前总是还有一个机会。
Before the Lord, we still have an opportunity.
我们不管过去的情况怎样。
We don't need to look at the past.
传道书的话鼓励我们。
The words of Ecclesiastes encourages us.
事情的结局比事情的开头要强。
The end of a matter is better than its beginning.
所以在希伯来书里面。
In Hebrews,
他也特别在这里提醒我们，神的儿女需要注意那个结局的问题。
It also reminds us that the children of God need to pay attention to the end of all things.
在希伯来书十三章那里所说的。
In Hebrews chapter 13, it says,
他说从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and consider the result of their conduct. Imitate their faith.
这句话好像是提醒圣徒们不要忘记了过去这些帮助你们的人，对不对？
These words, it seems like it tells us to not forget about the words of those before us.
是，这里一方面有这个意思。
And of course it does contain this meaning.
但是更重要的是什么呢？
But more importantly,
你要从这些人身上的那个结局来注意你自己的结局。
We need to see the result of these who went before us and consider that with our own life.
我满心的感谢我的主。
I thank the Lord with my whole heart.
在我自己做基督徒这一生成长的年日里面，
that throughout my life with the Lord,
我曾经得过许多爱主的弟兄姊妹们给我的帮助。
I was helped by many brothers and sisters who loved the Lord.
我眼睛如果闭起来的话呢，
if my eyes were shut,
我会想起很多的这些爱主的弟兄姊妹。
I would think of all the brothers and sisters who really love the Lord, these elderly brothers who love the Lord.
他们有很多人真是在我自己的心里留下美好的印象。
And they have truly left a good memory in my heart.
这些人的确也是我们的榜样。
And of course they are an example for us.
所以你可以用一些爱主的人来作为你自己生活中的一个榜样，一个参考。
So using them, we can use them as an example in our own lives.
所以使徒告诉我们说，对于这样的人，第一个你要想念他们。
So Paul, in Hebrews it says, the first thing we need to do is remember those who led you.
那么这个想念呢，有两方面的意思。
And there are two aspects to this word remember.
一方面呢是纪念。
One is just memory.
这个一个人呢。 在主跟前呢，一生忠心的侍奉爱主，到最后到主那去，能够被神的儿女纪念也是很好的。
And for someone to go to the Lord and have the children of God remember them, it's a good thing.
这也告诉我们，我们不能忘恩呐。
And this reminds us that we cannot forget.
忘记了神借着他们把很多恩典带给我们。
We cannot forget the grace that that God brought through them.
啊，你知道我们人很容易忘记的。
As humans, we forget things very quickly.
我记得十多年以前啊。
Many years ago,
我到伦敦
I went to London.
那么我特别呢，去看一看那个 T. Austin Sparks 弟兄他从前服侍过的那个聚会的地方。
I specifically went to the location where T. Austin Sparks was serving.
到那里啊，我们好不容易找到了一个老弟兄。
And we finally found this elderly brother.
那么。我们就问他们说哈，这个Sparks 弟兄的情形。
And we asked him some questions regarding Brother Sparks.
啊，那你对年轻弟兄知道我们不认识他。
And some of the people said we don't know who this man is.
很诧异啊。
And I was surprised.
啊，那我就发现了我们人呢、啊。你不管在地上做了多少，很容易就被人忘记了。
No matter for humans, no matter how much time we spend here, we forget.
当然，被人忘记并不要紧。
And if people forget us, it's not a big deal.
那么这里的作者告诉我们呢，人如果真的把恩典给我们，也不要随便就忘了，对吧
？But the author here reminds us that if someone has brought grace, then we cannot forget that.
但是呢，这一面的意义还不大。
But even this aspect of it is not as important.
这个想念,
this word remembering,
更重要的是里面的一个激励。
The more important aspect is the encouragement that we gain from within.
我在过去的服事当中啊,
and in my experiences in serving,
有时候遇见一些错综复杂的一些事情。
I've encountered some difficult situations.
或者一些困难的问题在那里的时候。
Or there were some difficult situations.
通常我们遇见这些情况，有时候我们就会忧虑啦，我们在那里就，哎呀，觉得很沮丧，对不对
？And many times when we encounter these, we become disappointed.
我有时候就会想啊，如果保罗在这里的话呢？
Many times I would think, what if Paul were here?
他怎么处理这个事情?
How would he take care of these matters?
他会像我这样吗?
Would he be like me?
当然我们最好说,如果主在这里的话呢?
And even better, what if God was here?
我们觉得主太大了,我们学不上去,对不对?
And we feel like, oh, God is too great, we can't learn
from it. 所以神在我们生命中才摆了许许多多的人服侍我们呢。
So God has placed many who serve us.
所以我有时候会想，如果那位年长的姊妹在这里，她会怎么处理
？And sometimes I'll think, what if that one elderly sister were here? How would
she take care of this? 如果那位年长的弟兄，那位被主用的神的弟兄仆人在这里，他会怎么处理
？Or how about that elderly brother who serves the Lord? If he were here, how would he handle the situation?
你知道这个很有帮助的。
You know, this has great help to us.
我本来情况很沮丧的。
Before I was very sad and disappointed.
我一想到这些弟兄姊妹啊。
But when I think of these brothers and sisters,
哎，我说我不能失败。
I was encouraged and said I cannot give up.
这个里面的光景就得激励得鼓舞。
And my inner vision was encouraged.
所以呢，这个想念。
So this remembering,
不光是纪念的
it's not only an issue of memory,
更重要在我们里面成为一个激励。
More importantly, it should stimulate encouragement within us.
我们晓得人在生活里面有些东西是不可避免的。
We know that in the life of a man, there are some things that we cannot withstand.
你接触的人多了，接触了久了。
And as we encounter enough people,
他的为人，他的侍奉的态度，都会印在我们的心里啊。
There are all of the great people before us, it can influence us.
啊，所以呢，这个想念
，So this remembering
是希伯来书的作者给我们的一个重要的提醒。
The author of Hebrews gives us this reminder.
然后第二件重要的事情。
And the second thing,
他说要效法这些人的信心。
It says we have to imitate their faith.
啊，我们要很仔细读这个话。
And we have to read these words carefully.
不是效法人的行为，也不是效法人的做法。
It is not to imitate the ways of man or their methods.
你知道我们很容易啊。就看，哎呦，别人这样做很好，我们就把它搬过来做了，对不对？
A lot of times we say, hey, they did it this way and it worked, then we'll do the same thing.
啊，这个别人这么一个表现，我们也学着这样的表现。
Or this person had this sort of an expression, then I'll express my way the same.
我们知道，当我们一得救的时候啊
，That when we were saved,
神就把他儿子的信心赐给每一个人的。
He placed the faith of his son within each one of us.
就我们里面的信心是共有的。
So the faith that we have inside is enough.
但是个人的行为呢，是这个行为是个人是特别的。
But the way for each person is different and it's unique.
所以希伯来书作者这句话非常重要。
So in Hebrews, this phrase is very important.
你要效法人的信心。
We need to imitate their faith.
你是从别人的身上看见他们怎么样运用信心的。
We have to see how on others did they use their faith.
啊，这也是很重要的一件事。
And this is also a very important thing.
我们大体上来看，怎么样效法人的信心。
And just how can we imitate faith?
那么看他们当初在地上跟随主时，他们怎样全心的依赖神。
We observe how when these people before us, how they lived, and had a complete faith in God.
像我们从前讲到戴德森弟兄的信心。
And we have mentioned Hudson Taylor.
啊，我们讲到那个何硕恩教师的信心 ，Miss Barber.
And then also Miss Barber's testimony.
他们都留下美好的一些见证呢。
And they have left for us a great testimony.
他们在地上的日子，你看见，他们除了信靠主，绝对不把任何自己的需要告诉任何人。
How they live their lives and the needs in their lives, they never express that to anyone.
哇，看起来是简单的。
And when we see this, it seems easy.
但是实际的生活中是不容易的。
But the reality of this faith is not easy.
那人家这种向着神全心依赖的信心，这个我们需要效法。
How they had complete reliance on God, we need to imitate that.
啊，那么第二方面意思。
And the second meaning.
你就看见别人怎样因着信心坚持向着神的目标。
How the ones before us, how they, through their faith, they were able to press on toward the goal.
啊，他们一生在地上侍奉主，他们里面有一个非常确定的标杆。
How they served God fervently and had a definitive goal.
像保罗一样的，忘记背后，努力面前的。
Like Paul, forgetting the past and looking ahead.
从来不失去这个目标。
You never, You always have your eyes fixed on that goal.
另外还有一面。
And another meaning.
就在环境起变化的时候。
As our current situation changes.
他们从来不妥协。
They never deviate.
Compromise.
Compromise.
也从来不改变他们的方向。
And they never change their path.
这些都是有信心的人。
These are people of faith.
你读希伯来书第十一章里面。
In Hebrews chapter 11,
那就给我们很多的例子。
It gives us many examples.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天我在这里，我们要效法人的信心。
We need to imitate their faith.
那最后他提醒，更重要的。
And the more importantly, he reminds us,
要留意他们为人的结局。
We need to consider their result.
啊，那么就是你要观看。
We need to observe.
你要思想。
We need to meditate.
我们晓得哈，从旧约到新约，没有一个人是完全的。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, there is no perfect person.
但是呢，有很多人在他们一生的不完全的情况里，最终的结局是好的。
But throughout a man's life and all their imperfections, how is their end?
要注意那个结局的问
题。We need to pay attention to the result of their end.
这个真的是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
在希伯来书里面呢
，In Hebrews，
这个结局呢，原文的意思也是出路的意思。
This word end also means to exit.
啊， 就是呢，你看看他们在他们的困境、艰难、复杂、错综情况里面，到最后他们找怎么找到出路？这也是一个重要的提醒。
That it reminds us that through the difficulties and chaos, how were they able to exit from all of this?
我想有些弟兄姊妹们知道啊。
I believe many brothers and sisters know this already.
前不久，我们一位年长的弟兄，那个是在休斯顿的那个魏弟兄啊，被主接去。
There was a brother Wei in Houston who was received by the Lord.
我跟他们在一起，我们之间的这交通有几十年的一个关系。
I've had many years of knowing him.
我从年轻的时候得他的帮助。
And when I was younger, I received much help from him.
那么以后的日子，几乎每年我们都有一两次见面。
And usually, you know, once or twice a year, I would meet him.
经常有一些的交通。
And we would have fellowship.
那么当他被主接去的时候
，And when he was received by the Lord,
哎呀，我里面一个很深的一个感觉。
I had a very deep impression.
我说感谢我的主。
I said, "Thank my God."
我们的弟兄最终的结局是非常的好的。
That the final result of our brother is good.
他最近这十多年呢，神把他放在那个病痛的那个环境的里面。
That God has placed our brother in suffered much from suffered physically.
但是对我来讲的话呢
，To me,
我觉得主是给他最大的一个保护。
God has given him a protection.
因为在他童年的人中啊。
Because his peers,
我常常讲，很多人都是晚节不保的，就是到最后光景不好。
That many people fade
到老的时候情况不好。
Fade in a way that is not good.
但是我们的弟兄从始至终
，But our brother kept the faith.
没有改变过。
And he did not change.
忠心的跟随主。
And he faithfully followed the Lord.
所以虽然他在地上好像看起来没有做过多大的一些功，对不对
？So from the outside we look at and maybe he didn't accomplish many great work.
但是那个结局是叫人羡慕的。
But his conclusion is one that we can envy.
今天我们的结局还没到。
Today our end is not here yet.
未来的变化如何，谁也不知道。
We don't know what the future holds.
我们能够效法这些人的信心吗
？Can we imitate their faith?
我们要留意他们为人的结局。
We need to pay attention to the end of these people.
那么希伯来书的作者讲到这里
，And the author of Hebrews mentions,
他加上一句非常重要的一句话
，And he also makes one very important.
他说：“耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。”
Says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
今天我们可以从人的身上看见一些的榜样。
Today, through if we look at man, we can gain some examples.
别人的结局可以作为我们里面的一个鼓舞或者一个警惕。
The end and conclusion of a man can be a reminder to us and an encouragement to us.
但是唯有主耶稣基督是绝对公义的标准。
But only Jesus is the accurate goal.
只有他是不改变。
Only he will not change.
这些人所以有好的结局。
All of these people may have a good end.
就是他们的一生都是用主的公义来衡量一切事情。
Because they would always rely on the Lord.
并不是他们自己有义。
It's not that they did not have their own righteousness.
是主是他们的义。
But the Lord was their righteousness.
所以他们有一个好的结局。
So they had a good end.
他们的生活，他们的言行侍奉都是根据主。
Their lives, their way, and their service was always following the Lord.
就像保罗在加拉太书二章所说的一样。
Just like what Paul wrote in Galatians.
不再是我，乃是基督。
It's no longer I, but Christ.
他是保罗的。这个态度是非常好的一个态度。
This was a very good attitude that Paul had.
这也是他的追求。
And this was his pursuit.
所以今天我们如果要能有好的一个结局
，So today if we can have a good conclusion,
必须让这位公义的主在我们的生活中，在我们的言行里面作为我们的一个标准。
That this righteous God would be our goal.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters.
神是用公义来定我们人的结局。
God uses righteousness to determine our end.
感谢主。
Thank God.
今天若是没有主的救恩,
Today, without the salvation of God,
没有一个人能在神面前称义的。
No one of us can stand in righteousness.
所以主流宝血,
So the blood of our Lord was shed,
就是为要成就神的义在我们的身上。
To accomplish righteousness in our lives.
所以我们蒙救赎的时候, 我们被称作称义的人, 对吧?
So when we have accepted this salvation, we are deemed righteous.
但是我们需要有行义的生活。
But we need to have a good conduct.
我再说啊,
I'll say again,
主还没回来。
The Lord has not returned. The end has not come. This is opportunity that God has given to us.
我们今天不要看我们周遭的弟兄姊妹，我常常讲一个人呢还没有断气，你就不要很快给他做判别。
If you haven't taken your last breath yet,
你就先不要讲。先不要说他情况怎样。
Evaluate him.
今天我们看一个人，也许光景很不好，很糟糕，但是结局还没到，对不对啊
？If we see today that there is someone in a bad condition and their end has not come yet，
是我们中国人讲嘛，他盖棺才能论定，就一个人放进棺材里面的时候，那就结局就定了。
And if you're put in a coffin, then your end has come.
所以呢，还没有进棺材之前呢，谁的结局谁也不知道。
So prior to being put in a coffin, you don't know the end of anyone.
我讲这些话
，I speak these words.
对我个人来讲，今天实在是很重大的提醒。
To myself, it's a very big encouragement.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人都有那个结局。
We all have an end.
所以今天的夸口是没有意义的。
The boasting that we have today is useless.
今天自己觉得自己有什么好，没有意义的。
If we feel that we are good, it doesn't mean anything.
要到最后的那个结局到的时候，那是好，那就真正的好。
But if our end is deemed good, then that is what.
我想这是神给我们的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
啊，所以我们今天需要在生活中，在侍奉中学习过公义的生活。
So today in our lives and in our service, we need to pay attention to righteousness.
我们都知道亲近神是非常重要的一件事情。
We all know that drawing near to God is an important thing.
这不是光是你一个感觉的问题。
It's not only a matter of feelings.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
当旧约时代中这些祭司们要进到神跟前去的时候
that when in the Old Testament time when the priests are to enter into the temple
他们如果穿着自己的衣服是不可以进去的
if they wear their own clothing they cannot enter
对不对祭司在家里面要自洁首先把自己的衣服脱掉
the priests at home they need to disrobe their own clothes first
然后从里到外要穿上什么光明洁白的细麻衣
And they need to put on the white, fine linen.
这告诉我们今天你要亲近神啊。
So this speaks of us needing to draw near to God.
你一定要披上这个义袍啊。
We need to put on this clothing of righteousness.
今天是主的血把我们洁净。
Today it is the blood of Christ that has washed us.
所以亲近主的生活不是光是一个感觉上的问题。
So drawing near to God is not a matter of feelings.
啊，我们的嘴多怎样向主多显爱情
However much we express love with our mouths to God, that's not enough.
啊，你一定要穿上什么？穿上公义的袍子。
We need to put on the robe of righteousness.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神因着爱我们的缘故，已经让他的儿子成为我们的义袍。
Because he loves us, he has allowed his own son to be our robe of righteousness.
但是呢，我们必须要穿上。
But we need to put it on.
那就是说，在你的生活中要实行的。
So in our lives, we need to walk in this way.
这是非常重要的一件事
情。This is very important.
所以呢，我们要把这个公义。在我们基督徒的生活里面，要把它摆在一个很重要的地位上。
So righteousness must be placed in a It must be our priority.
义对我们是大事，不是小事。
Righteousness is a great deal to us, not a small thing.
这个是显在我们生活的凡百事情上面。
And this reflects upon everything that we do.
当我们心思意念中出现那个不义的东西的时候，你就要靠着主的恩典把它对付掉了。
When our thoughts, when an unrighteous thought enters our mind, we need to rely on the grace of God to depart from it.
我们不要以为说撒一句小的谎话是不要紧的。
Don't have the feeling that, oh, if I say a little lie, that it's okay.
讲一点不真实的东西不要紧的。
If I say something that's a little bit not true, that it's okay.
随便的批评论断人是不要紧的。
And if we criticize others, that it's okay.
弟兄姊妹要紧。
But all of these things do matter.
如果你是真正的过行义的生活。
If we truly live a life of righteousness,
这些东西通通要对付掉的。
All of these things we must depart from.
还有的时候我们贪小便宜。
And sometimes we shortchange people.
对吧？反正对吧
？Or we take advantage of people.
那么有很多时候我们就贪，为了贪那点小便宜。
We try to take advantage of other people.
你做了不义的事情了。
You have done something that is unrighteous.
你知道，你这个叫做因小失大。你拿了个小的失掉那个大的。
It means that you have chosen the small thing, but you have lost the great blessing.
这个是不值得的事情。
And this is something that is not worth it.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这个义在我们的生活中。是一件重要的事情。
Righteousness in a Christian's life is very important.
神的眼一直在盯在我们的身上。
The eyes of God are constantly watching us.
或者再讲一点，像别人的权利，我们随便拿来，这个也不行的。
Other people's strengths, if we take that as our own, that is.
我想我讲一件事，大家都很清楚。
I'll give an example.
你像在美国啊，像在西方世界，他们出书啊，他们出书的时候。
That when books are being published,
他们如果引用别人的东西啊
if they quote other people,
你把这个都 quote 出来的时候，它后面都要一个 index， 对吧？要说明从哪本书出来，从哪一个人来，从哪一个人来。
If you publish something and you quote someone else, you always need to cite these references.
你知道吗？这是公义的原则。
This is the principle of righteousness.
我们今天不能把别人东西拿来的变成就是我的了，这个是不义的东西。
We can't take what someone else said and make that ours.
所以我们要很小心。
So we have to be careful.
所以有的时候我讲道也要很小心。
And sometimes when I preach, I need to be careful.
有的时候我 quote 别人的话，那属灵人的话我拿来用了，对不对？
Sometimes I will quote some other spiritual person's words.
我最好先声明一下，我是从谁的书里面，谁从神话里面得着的。
I need to first reference who I got these words from.
你不能把别人的衣服穿上来了就变成你的了，就这个不行的。
You can't take someone else's clothes and say that they're yours.
我们有个弟兄也是，他编书啊，编书，我常常也提醒他那时候。
There was a brother who constantly published a lot of books.
他看别人这一段很好，就原原本本搬过来了。
He said, "Oh, those words are really good in that book."
我说你应该后面一个注明啊，注一下这是从哪一本书来，对不对
？And I told the brother, "You have to cite and reference where you got this quote."
他从来都不管这些东西。
He never cared about these things.
哎呀，你看弟兄姊妹们，虽然很多弟兄姊妹读他书也觉得哟还不错。
And although brothers and sisters would read his book and think that they're pretty good.
但是我们知道这个是不义的。
But we know that this is not righteous.
不义的东西。
This is unrighteous.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在行义的事情上面。
Regarding the matters of righteousness.
这是我们今天基督徒在地上属灵生活中一个重大的学习。
In our spiritual daily living, this is a very important thing.
几乎每样事物上都能显得出来的。
In all things, it can be manifested.
所以这样看来呢，保罗那个得公义的冠冕呢，也不容易啊。
So now, if we look at it and say, well, it wasn't easy for Paul to gain the crown of righteousness.
当然我讲这个我也很惭愧的。
And when I say this, I'm very
ashamed.
Feel ashamed.
所以我常常祷告主啊，用血洁净我。
So many times I'll say, Lord, may you draw me near with your blood.
不过感谢主在启示录第七章里面告诉我们。
But thank the Lord that
in Revelation
chapter 7,
那里讲到那一班人他们从大患难中出来。
That these people were escaped the great tribulation.
他们的衣服呢是用羔羊的宝血洗净。
That their clothes were the robes of the lamb that was slain.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲到。
And
你洗一件衣服啊，你一点点水是不行的，对不对
？I often tell brothers and sisters, when you wash your clothes, you can't just sprinkle some water on.
表明他们在生活中，他们大量的去用主的血。
So this speaks that when we in our lives we need to use the Lord's blood in a great way.
所以他们可以穿光明洁白的细麻衣，在那里向主欢呼。
So that they can wear the robe of righteousness and the fine linen to welcome the Lord.
因为他们用了主的血把他们的不义洗掉了。
Because they used the blood of the Lord to wash away their unrighteousness.
这是主给我们何等大的恩典呢？
This is a great grace from God.
所以在主回来的日子之前，
So prior to the Lord coming,
我们一面求主光照我们。
May the Lord use His light to shine upon us.
过去所有不义的东西，通通要把它对付掉。
All of the unrighteousness in our lives, we must.
另外一面，我们在主面前要竭力的来过公义的生活。
And we need to fervently walk on this path of righteousness.
一个爱慕主显现的人呢
？Someone who really loves the Lord will manifest.
我们说主啊，愿你快来。
Lord, may you quickly return.
这句话很可怕的。
These words are very fearful or very frightening.
如果穿着污秽的衣服啊，主回来那不是好事情。
If you wear the
dirty,
filthy clothes and meet the Lord, then that's
我们需要穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
We need to wear the robes of righteousness.
当然，我用这些话是和弟兄姊妹相互之间的一个勉励了啊。
So I use these words to mutually encourage everyone.
我们真的要爱慕主的显现。
We need to love to see the appearing of God.
渴望主的国度快快的降临。
To see the kingdom of God descend.
我们在生活中要跟主建立起亲密的交通的关系。
And we need to have a very close fellowship with God.
也求主给我们真正爱神的家。
And may we truly have a real love for the house of God.
爱弟兄姊妹。
And we love our brothers and sisters.
好，我们确确实实在这里能过一个神的家的生活。
That truly we can live a life as a family.
你看保罗在世的日子。
In the days of Paul.
他不仅爱主。
He not only loved God.
竭力的追求主。
And fervently pursued God.
他也为着教会。
But he also lived for the church.
在肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠啊，那他在肉身中间呢，把那个基督的患难把它补全了。In his body, the tribulation of Christ.
In.
对不起，这不太好翻。
Sorry.
哎，或者解释一下好了，就是保罗为着教会受苦。
So Paul suffered for the church.
那个苦呢，就是如同基督所受的苦一样。
And that suffering was as if the same as the suffering that Christ went through.
我们知道，在救恩上面来讲的话呢，主的苦是完全的。
We know that regarding salvation, the sufferings of the Lord were complete.
但是为着教会的建造呢，好像基督的苦还没有完全。
But as far as constructing the church, it seems like the suffering of Christ.
所以神把这个恩典留给我们。
So God has given us grace.
凡是愿意为教会受苦的人。
For those who are willing to suffer for the house of God.
在主面前都是有福的。
Those are the ones who are blessed.
所以今天主还把这个机会留给我们。
So today, God still gives us opportunity.
盼望我们弟兄姊妹留意结局。
May brothers and sisters, may we focus on our end.
如果我们能像保罗一样
，If we can be like Paul，
像以诺一样
，Like Enoch，
像但以理一样
，Like Daniel，
在主还没有回来的日子之前
，Prior to the Lord's return，
我们已经对自己的结局 知道将来是美好，那真是何等大的福气。
That if we can see that our end is a glorious end, then what a great blessing that is.
但是对我们大多数人来讲
，But for most of us,
可能我们都没有这样的把握，对不对
？We don't have this confidence.
但是我们要爱慕主。
We need to love God.
要爱慕主的显现。
We need to love the appearing.
要在公义的路上跟随主往前。
And follow on this path of righteousness.
啊，保罗告诉我们。
Paul tells us, if we are like this, then we can also gain the crown of righteousness. That in these last days,
神在他的家中所注意的，在启示录最末了告诉我们两件重要的事情。
There are two things that God pays attention to.
一个就是圣洁。
One is holiness.
神要做分别为圣的工作。
That God wants to do the work of separation.
另外一个呢，就是公义。
And the second one is righteousness.
所以这两件事情，
so these two things,
可以说是神在末后的时代，在他的百姓中最关注的两件事情。
These are the two things that God pays attention to the most among his
people. 你如果读启示录最后一章
，and if you look at the last chapter of Revelation,
那里一句非常严肃的话
，there is one word that is very severe.
将来这个不洁净的叫他人就不洁净。
That those that are unrighteous will
just unrighteous.
No, they are unrighteous.
不是 holy, 不圣洁。
Those who are unholy are not righteous will remain unholy.
那些不公义的叫他人就不公义。
Those who are unrighteous will remain unrighteous.
公义的叫他人就公义。
And those who are holy will, unholy will remain unholy. And those who are holy will be holy.
这句话的意思就提醒我们是有一个时间的限制。
This is all dictated by time.
到了一个时候，你想改变都改不了的。
When the time is up, even if you want to change, you cannot.
我想，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这些话
，these words，
对我们许多人来讲，也许觉得蛮沉重的。对我来讲，也是很沉重的。
Perhaps these words are very heavy, and to me, these words are heavy.
但是重要的提醒。
But it is a very important reminder.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord. Encourage us.
Have
mercy on us.
真正从神的话语中得到他的光。
That we can truly gain some light from His words.
我们知道如何在今世活在他的面前。
That we will know how to live before Him.
我们最后好不好？我们再来唱一首那个诗歌，就是刚才我们唱的那个“我主耶稣是我的义”。那
Can we sing one last hymn?
28首。诗歌二十八首
，Hymn 28。
好，这有。好，我们请大家一同起立来唱。
Can we all stand and sing？
我们靠着主的恩典。
By the grace of God,
因着他的爱
because of His love,
今天早晨让我们真是愿意把自己重新交在他的手中。
May we be willing to offer ourselves to Him.
他有保守的恩典。
He has a protection of grace.
他能够带领我们一直走到路中。
That we can conclude this course.
他能使我们有美好的结局。
That we can have He is our glorious ending.
让我们用信心一同来唱这首歌。
May we, with a joyful heart, sing.
唱完之后，我们同声在主面前来祷告。
And then we'll pray in one accord.
请弹一句。
我主耶稣是我的义，我的美乐，我的解意，在宝座前父祭神中，我能抬头欢乐歌唱，借你宝血，我已脱去我罪恶过，我是愿意审判大人。 日我敢站立，谁能控告主所称义？这千百亿永远不变，在那心中无穷时间，岁月不能改其眉眼，基督百亿永远实现，直到宝座见你荣耀，我们仍有以你赐教，我的美丽，我的记忆，我主耶稣是我的意。
我们同声，大家一起有点祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你的恩典何其丰富。主啊，你知道我们这些是不义的人。主啊，我们就是被罪恶所玷污的。哦，但是感谢赞美你的救恩，要把我们带到一个荣耀的地步。主啊，愿我们在这里都学习信靠你，学习活在你的里面。今天处在这么一个不义的时代中，主啊，我们更是需要你自己的怜悯。主啊，求主救我们脱离我们的己，脱离我们肉体的倾向，带领我们活在你的恩典中。谢谢你用自己的话来激励来鼓舞我们，荣耀你自己的圣名，把感谢赞美爱戴敬拜都归给你。谢谢主。主，我们要满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all of our hearts.
因为你的流血舍命，
Because you have died and you shed your blood.
已经使我们称义，
And you have placed us in the position of righteousness.
今天我们在你的眼中是一个义人，
And today, in your eyes, we are righteous.
但是你也要我们在地上能把这个义活出来。
But you want us to live out what is righteous.
感谢你。
We thank you.
你是我们那个公义的衣服。
And you are our righteous robe.
愿我们行走在这个不义的时代里面。
As we live in an unrighteous world.
我们能够把主的公义带到各处。
May we bring forth the righteousness of God
everywhere. 显明在生活的每一件事上。
May it be manifested in every aspect of our lives.
主啊，让我们为着这个公义打美好的仗。
And for this righteousness, may we fight the good fight.
让我们为着这个公义把我们的路把它跑尽。
For this righteousness, may we finish the course.
让我们一生在地上传义道。
That throughout our lives, we preach the message of righteousness.
感谢你宽容我们。
Thank you, and may you hold us.
你把机会仍旧摆在我们的手中。
You have given us opportunity.
求主使我们每个弟兄姊妹都能够重看公义的生活。
May every brother and sister pay attention to a righteous life.
愿在那日，
because on that day,
我们大家都能得公义的冠冕。
May we all gain the crown of righteousness.
主啊，若是我们缺少这种的爱慕，
Lord, if we lack in this love,
求你今天早晨在这里借着圣灵把这个爱浇灌在我们心里。
Lord, may you through the Holy Spirit give us that love.
让我们因为爱慕你显现的缘故，
and because we love your, to see your appearing,
我们愿意在你自己的光中来过公义的生活。
In your light, we are willing to live righteously.
感谢你。
Thank you.
把你自己的生命已经赐给了我们。
That you have given your very own life to us.
求你让我们知道如何顺着这个生命的感觉活在你的面前。
Teach us how to live according to this feeling.
主啊，我们知道时日不多了。
We know that time is ending.
我们要求你向我们施怜悯。
May you have mercy upon us.
我们知道人的话语是有限的。
We know that the words of man are limited.
但愿圣灵在里面光照我们。
And may the Holy Spirit within us shine light upon us.
亲爱的主耶稣，
Lord Jesus,
但愿你回来的时候，
that when you return,
地上真是有一批能穿着光明洁白细麻衣的人
一同来迎接你。
May there be a group of people in this world robed in fine linen of righteousness to greet you.
愿主使我们在其中有份。
And may we be among these people.
主，我们从深处把感谢归给你。
From the depths of our being, we give you thanks.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.